This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Vera Payne here live from the NVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Today, we're joined by Google Trends expert Kayla Conti to discuss this week's top five most searched trends. Thanks so much for joining me, Kayla.
Thanks for having me.
Before we get into the top five most searched trends, could you tell me what was the top YouTube video?
Yes, Vogue was back with their popular 73 questions series, and this time it starred YouTube star Liza Koshy as she answered the 73 questions posed by the magazine.
Okay, cool. So starting from five to one, number five, what was the most searched trend this week?
Well, as you might guess, with Thanksgiving and Black Friday rolling around next week, there are a ton of popular searches around Thanksgiving, but some really interesting trends that we're seeing for Thanksgiving in particular around recipes. Some of the top search recipes for things like fried turkey were really popular on the West Coast and in the South, where roasted turkey was much more popular on the East and Northeast, and smoked turkey being really popular in the Midwest. So I found that really, really interesting. And of course, some of the most searched recipes were turkey and green bean casserole and sweet potatoes and stuffing. But in addition, folks are also looking to get in on the deals for Black Friday and are wanting to know how they can beat the traffic and beat the crowds. And if you check out Google Maps, you can actually find some really helpful information with wait times for things like grocery stores and restaurants, especially if you forgot the cranberries for grandma's favorite cranberry sauce and you don't want to have to wait in those really long lines and want to avoid the traffic.
Oh, wow. I didn't know Google Maps could do that.
Yeah. It's a recently launched feature, and it's really great for those holiday travelers and planners who, you know, want to make sure that they can get in and out of the store as quickly as possible and go and enjoy all the pumpkin pie and turkey that's waiting for them back at home.
What was number four?
Yes, so Titanic will be re-released in theaters for its upcoming 20th anniversary. So there was a lot of interest in the Titanic, where the actors from the film are now, which theaters will be playing the re-release. But interestingly enough, folks were also searching for some really famous shipwrecks over the past week, including Batavia, Edmund Fitzgerald, USS Indianapolis, and coming in fourth was Titanic. So a little bit of history along with the movie buffs who are really excited for the re-release.
You know, I didn't know about the re-release, so I was assuming that it was Titanic because of the argument that Jack could have fit on the debris, too. So I was, like, waiting for that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that is a heavily debated topic. I, on one hand, think Rose could have wiggled down and made a little bit of room, but other people say that if the two of them were on the door or that piece of wood, that neither of them would have survived. So, you know, a little healthy debate there.
Yeah, I think Rose could have moved over too. I think she was a bit selfish there. Jack could have fit. I don't care what people say, right?
It would have made for a much better story, I think, at the end. But
what was number three?
Yes, there was a huge interest this week in the UCLA basketball players who returned home after being arrested for shoplifting while on tour with their team in China, especially after Trump's tweet sort of asking them to thank him for helping them get out of jail and being able to return home. But interestingly enough, the UCLA basketball players weren't the only ones who were making news with trouble overseas. Turns out a group of Czech tourists were arrested in Kazakhstan for wearing nothing but mankinis in attire that became popular through the movie Borat. So it's just a good reminder that not all customs and fun and games are fair game in other countries across the world.
You know, I never found the mankini funny. It was just like it's on the border of lewd. I don't know about anybody else.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest fan of the mankinis, but hey, I guess a picture is worth a thousand words. So a lot of people were turning to search to find the picture this week.
What was number two?
Yes, number two. Pope Francis became the ultimate holy roller, if you will, this week after he received a special edition Lamborghini from the company. He has no intention of actually keeping the car for himself, but instead will be donating the proceeds of the sales of the Lamborghini to a few charities that he's selected. So pretty interesting to see such a fancy luxury vehicle being gifted to the Pope, and it's great to see that he's, you know, turning it around to do something great for charity.
I think it would have been really cool if he kept it, and it's near some like priceless art, and then there's that Lamborghini.
I mean, some would argue that a Lamborghini is like a piece of art. So I think, you know, there might be an argument to be had there.
You know, he could have made that the new Popemobile. I mean, right?
Yeah. Interestingly enough, people were turning to search to figure out what car the Pope actually does drive. He was the owner of a Fiat 500L, but he auctioned that car off as well for $82,000 and donated the proceeds to charity. So seems like he's a man of lesser means.
Yeah, well, being the Pope, I imagine he would be. What was number one?
Yes, and number one, with big hits like Despacito and Mi Gente taking over the globe this year, the Latin Grammys aired last night and was probably one of the hottest tickets in town. A lot of people were searching for how to watch the Grammys online, what time the Grammys were going to air, and how does music qualify for a Latin Grammy Award. I think that's in the context of thinking about Latin Grammys versus versus, I guess, what you could call the American Grammys. So people were turning in to see, you know, who were the big artists and who were the big wins for the evening.
I'm just curious, where is the Latin Grammys taking place? Is it in the U.S.?
It is in the U.S. Last night it was held in Las Vegas, and it was a broadcast on Univision. But as you might assume, there were a number of moments throughout the show where several artists dedicated their awards to Puerto Rico and those still dealing with the devastation from the hurricane, and others referencing the Dreamers and DACA. So it did get a little political, but, you know, all for good reason.
Well, thank you so much, Kayla, for joining me. I really appreciate you coming on.
Thank you. Have a great rest of the day.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapaine.com. That's MasonVeraPaine.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.